each of our hearts. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the gospel that we heard this morning is from Mark 4, 26 through 34. And in it, Jesus talks first about the scattering of seed and how, although the man scatters the seed, he does not know how it grows, only that it does, that it comes up. And then he talks secondly about the mustard seed, which though very, very tiny, yet grows into a large bush where the birds of the air can come and make their homes and get shade. These parables are particularly apt for us, I think, in the late 20th century, in part because we are an impatient race and we are an even more impatient society. When we put forth effort, we want to see results right now. We have no patience for anything which takes time. And yet the image that Jesus gives us here is of scattering seed. In our society, up until the middle 50s, if we wanted new furniture for our living room, what did we do? We saved. Put money into a savings account or into the piggy bank until we had enough money saved up for that couch that we wanted. And that money in the piggy bank earned interest, or in the bank earned interest. So not only did it grow because we were saving, it grew because interest was accumulating on it. In the late 50s, banks started issuing credit cards. And what did those allow us to do? They allowed us to be gratified instantly. No longer was patience required. No longer did we have to put away and save up. Now we could get what we wanted right now. And then we paid the bank interest for years afterward to pay off that debt. We are an impatient society, and it costs us. But with seeds, the gardener has no choice. The gardener scatters seed. He may water, she may water, nourish with fertilizer or compost, but God gives the growth in God's time, and we wait. We learn patience. And this is the image God gives us in the words of Jesus in this scripture today. When you scatter seed on the ground, the seed germinates. That is, it first dies as seed, and then it becomes the young sprout of a plant, the plant which it will someday be. And germination may take a very, very long time. Some seeds, once planted, first go through a long, hard winter before they can come alive in the spring. Others, even in a warm climate with plenty of water and nourishment, are still very slow in sprouting. Still others will be left in a dry place for a very, very long time. Still other seeds will be left in a dry place for a very, very long time. But someday, they will sprout. Do you know, Norma and I talked about this yesterday. Do you know that there are seeds that were buried with Tutankhamun in the pyramid, which have been germinated and grown today? Norma has some of them in her backyard. They were left in a dry place for a very, very long time. We do not control the means or the rate at which germination takes place. God does. We don't control that. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted the seed, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. The growth is up to God, not up to us. We can't force it. Jesus calls on us to plant seeds and to water, to give nourishment in Scripture, in fellowship, but He doesn't call on us to try to force the seed to grow. It's not our job. It's God's job. It's God's work, not ours. And Jesus' word here to us is be patient. This is the work of God. It is not your job. In my own life, seeds were planted when I was young. They were watered when I was in college. In fact, by Mary Beth's husband, Gordon. But they did not germinate until I was 32. When I first became aware of the presence of God and the light and warmth of His presence, when I was 32. And it wasn't until I was 34 that I finally allowed that seed to die and sprout, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and began to grow toward the light, when I was 34. Jesus calls on us to plant seeds and to water, but the growth is God's work, not ours. Be patient. And so when we, as Christians, scatter seeds, and whether the scattering of these seeds is the simple sharing of the gospel, the testimony of how Jesus Christ has changed us from the inside out, or whether it is sharing our lives with our brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it is outreach or helping others who are in need, we are not to look immediately or to try to force the results of that scattering of seed or of that nourishment. We are simply to be faithful in scattering the seed, in sharing the gospel, and in nourishing. The growth, God does. And He does it in His time. Secondly, Jesus' parable here today is a lot about growth in us as individuals. First, it's about growth in the seeds that we scatter. But secondly, it's about growth in us as individuals. Remember, Paul said in Colossians 2:12, when you are buried with Him in baptism, that is, you are buried with Christ, put down into the ground dead with Christ like a seed in baptism, you are also raised with Him through faith in the power of God who raised Him from the dead. This is an image of that seed buried and being brought to new life by the power of God. Colossians 3:1, it says this, so if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, your life is hidden or buried with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. The sprout comes forth from the ground. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. That is, what was the seed must die. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. That is, seek the light, which is what the seed does when it comes up through the ground. It's the seed is buried and dies, and then it germinates and comes up through the ground and seeks the light. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God said, let the light shine out of darkness, and He made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 1 John 1:5 says this, this is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. And as we as seeds seek the light, we seek God. Do you know what germinate means? You know what that word means? It comes from the root germ, like the germen of an idea. And it means, listen to this definition. This is from the Oxford English Dictionary. This is a terrifically biblical explanation of the word germ. That portion of an organic being which is capable of development into the likeness of that from which it sprang. Listen to that. Capable of development into the likeness of that from which it sprang. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And so we who were buried with Christ and who seek the light are being transformed into His likeness. In Genesis, God says, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. Paul says that we are to be conformed to His likeness. Jesus says that we are to seek to be conformed to who God is. And so in our own personal lives, this is what that transformation is about. We die to our old life, to fornication, to idolatry and greed, all of that which is evil in it. Not because we follow rules, but because we know that that is to die in order that new life might be born in us that can seek the light who is God. That which is evil does not go to God. That which is evil has to die and be left behind. And the new being, the new one who is born, the new Christian, the new life in Christ, naturally seeks the light and is warmed and fed by it. And then finally, growth in our church. We have first growth in the seed which we scatter. We have secondly growth in ourselves as we seek the light. And then third, we have growth in our church. Now first, let us remember that the church is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ, the believers. It isn't this building. It isn't even this congregation. It is the whole body of Christ, all of the believers all over the world. And here, our duty is the same. We are to scatter the seed. We as Christians, as members of this body of Christ, are to scatter the seed. We are to spread the gospel. We are to share new life in Christ that we experience with others who have not experienced it. Jesus tells us we must do this. We're to scatter the seed. We're to water. We're to nourish each other in our mutual lives in Christ, in studying Scripture, God's Word. We're to gain nourishment from that. And God gives the growth. And in the growth of a congregation, too, we must be patient. It's as wrong for us in looking at the growth of a congregation as it is wrong for a gardener at 9 a.m. to be down looking at the sprout, and at 9:10 to be back looking at the sprout and to say, why hasn't it grown? God gives the growth, we don't. And we can't force it. We aren't allowed, we aren't even asked, to simply sit back and enjoy each other's company. To simply sit back and enjoy each other's company. We're to love and enjoy each other, for sure. God gives us permission to do that and asks us to love each other. That's how people know we're disciples of Jesus, by our ability to love each other and for people to see that in us. But we are called by Jesus always to scatter seed, always to share the gospel and to water and to give nourishment and then be patient, because the growth will come as God intends it. A woman whose name is now forgotten, to illustrate this principle, a woman whose name is now forgotten dropped a little book about Jesus in the hands of a man named Richard Baxter, probably late in the 17th century. Richard Baxter read this little booklet, a tract we would call it today, and it led him to Jesus Christ. who he accepted as Lord and Savior. Richard Baxter became a very deeply committed Christian, and he wrote a book called A Call to the Unconverted. It brought many people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. One of them was Philip Doddridge. He, in turn, wrote a book called The Rise and Progress of Religion, which also led many people to Jesus Christ. One of them was William Wilberforce. William Wilberforce, under the guidance of John Newton, a former slaver, a man who worked on a slave trading ship, and a man who, after he accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ and became a Christian, not only stopped his slaving ways but became an Anglican priest in England, wrote Amazing Grace. That's who John Newton is. William Wilberforce, after becoming a Christian by reading the book by Philip Doddridge, and under the tutelage of John Newton, entered Parliament. William Wilberforce entered Parliament, and because of his Christian faith, introduced a bill into Parliament to abolish the slave trade. The House of Lords rejected that bill, and they continued to reject it every year that William Wilberforce put it in for 27 years. Wilberforce, every year, reintroduced the bill. Every year, preached to the House of Commons and the House of Lords on why they were to stop this awful trade in human beings. And after 27 years, they heard, and they abolished the slave trade. 53 years after William Wilberforce began this, Parliament abolished slavery. And it is the result of the acts of Parliament and William Wilberforce that the United States followed suit and abolished slavery. Slavery was not ended by the Enlightenment. It was ended by the gospel of Jesus Christ. From one woman who dropped a tract into the hands of one man. And all of that flowed from that one scattering of seed at the end of the 17th century. We must be patient. God gives the growth, but we are called upon to scatter the seed. If you want to understand true apostolic succession, it isn't just a series of bishops laying hands on a series of bishops and priests. It is Christians sharing the gospel generation after generation after generation, so that those who have not heard can hear, so that they can die to what they were and be born anew, made new creatures in Christ, and then to share the gospel with others. That is how we as a race, as impatient as we are, and as a society as impatient as we are, learn to do the true work of the kingdom, which is planting seeds. And we learn the patience of the kingdom as we let God grow the plants up from that ground by the shining of His light on them. May this be true in every one of our lives. In every one of our lives. God calls us to share the gospel. May no one leave this building today without that commitment in his or her heart that today, Lord, from this moment on, I will scatter the seed that your name might be known and glorified in the world.